35, Shir Lamed Hey. We are going over the Shakel V'Tayr of the Gemara. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak gave his answer to the question. The question was, Chizkas Obaduk or Ein Chizkas Obaduk? And we didn't know exactly with this way or that way. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes in and tells us, Tani Suha. I'm going to go over the beginning of the Gemara again, even though we discussed it last time in the Shir. We'll go over it very briefly. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Tani Suha, we already learned it in a Tanaic source. It says in a Braisa, I call Neman Malbir Chametz, Apilu Nashim, Apilu Avadim, Apilu Ktanim. And the Gemara says, My time and Mehimni, why are they believed? Lamishim Dechazkas or Baduk? Isn't it because that the house is Bechazkas Baduk? Dikas Sabar, I call Chavei Rehim, Intel Bedikas Chametz. Because the Tana holds, Rashi tells us the Kasavar means, Hi Tana, this Tana holds, this Tana that says, I call Nemanim, he holds. Hakol chaverim imitzel b'dikas chametz. Everybody is a chaver regarding b'dikas chametz. D'tanya chaver shemeis v'niach megor melei peiros afilo ein b'nei yom anarein mechezkas metukanim. Chaver dies. He leaves over a storehouse full of fruit. So even if it's that same day that he finished doing the mirichas haperos, the miruach haperos, still it's the chazaka that they took off the trumas and maasos. So we mentioned last time, it was brought to my attention that it was very brief, so I'm going to explain it a little more this time. Okay? So what do we say like this? We say like this. That the Gemara sounds like it's doing something very strange. We're trying to explain that there's a Cheskas Baduk. So what do? We bring in HaKol Nemanim al Bir Chametz. Bir Chametz, what Shaykhis? Nemanim, it has to do with Eidos. What does it have to do with Cheskas Baduk? Then we bring in that there is a Cheskas Baduk. Why? Because HaKol Chaveh Metz B'dikas Chametz. What does a kol chaver mitzvah b'dikas chametz have to do with cheskas baduk? Who says there is a kol chaver mitzvah b'dikas chametz b'chlal? Who said that's even true? And then it sounds like we're trying to prove the fact that a kol chaver mitzvah b'dikas chametz from this brisa about chaver shemes, right? It says detanya. We have a brisa that proves it, chaver shemes. But the brisa about chaver shemes is talking about shemes and maestros. It's not talking about b'dikas chametz. So what's going on over here? How do you read this Gemara? So we explained that Rashi gets very involved in the Shakel V'Tayr over here because it's taka very difficult to understand when you read the Gemara Kipshutai. And Rashi explains it like this. When the Gemara initially says, I call Nemanim al Bir Chametz, Avilu Nashim, Avilu Avanim, Avilu Ktanim, Rashi tells us it's talking about to testify about Bedikas Chametz. And like we pointed out already, even though the Lashon of the Gemara is Bir, but it can't be Bir. It has to be Bedika. Because if it would be beer, so then l'chayra, it would be a pasha to think, right? We said that as far as the doraisa is concerned, everybody has a cheskes kashrus, and therefore we wouldn't need them to testify. Beer chametz is the doraisa, getting rid of the chametz before balira, before Pesach, tashbisu is balira, it's doraisa, and therefore, like we learned already from the Maram Shik and from others, that there's a chizkas kashrus, everybody fulfills the mitzvahs d'oraisa. The only issue is when you're dealing with d'rabbanan. Okay, so what's the d'rabbanan? The d'rabbanan is that they did the bedika last night. Oh, as far as the bedika's last night is concerned, there we need them to tell us what's going on. So they tell us nemanus, very good, excellent. But the question is, what do you mean? They don't have nemanus. So, Zakt Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that why are they believed? Taka enachanami. They're not really believed. They're not believed. It says I call Nemanim al Bedikas Chametz. They're not believed. What do you mean? That's against the Braisa. They're not believed. So why does it say I call Nemanim al Bedikas Chametz? Al Bir Chametz? It means like this. Excuse me. It means that Chezkasei Baduk. There's a chazaka that the house is baduk. Chazaka, the house is baduk? How could there be a chazaka, the house is baduk? Why should we assume that the house is baduk? Just because the guy is ready in the morning, last night was bedikas chametz, who says that the guy did the bedika that he was supposed to do? That was a question. Who says that? Zok, the Gemara, Zok Rav Nachman Yitzchak, this Tana holds Hakol Chaver Metzel Bedika. Everybody in Klai Yisrael is a chaver regarding bedika, and therefore, what's the significance of being a chaver? The significance of being chaver is, like it says in the Braisa regarding Chumas HaMaisros. You know what a chaver does? You know how a chaver acts? A chaver makes sure that he does whatever needs to be done before the thing leaves his hands. Like the Lashon of Rashi is. He says, Arein b'cheskes mitukanim, divadei lo yeitzei mitachas yado ad shegamer kol mitzvasai. When there's a time to do a mitzvah, when there's something that he's involved with and it has a mitzvah that's related to it, a chaver will make sure that he does everything that needs to be done before he finishes it. And that's why he's doing merichas haperos. He's doing meruach haperos, which means he's getting all of the produce together into a pile in the storehouse. That's when it becomes mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisros. So he's not going to leave it without taking off those Trumas HaMaisros. And that's why even if he's nifter, that same day we could assume that there was already Trumas HaMaisros taken off. That concept of a chaver means that when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, there's a Zman of Bedikas Chametz, which is the night before Pesach. If you're going to tell me that this guy is a chaver, that means you could assume that he did the Bedika. Because that's the behavior of a chaver. A chaver does that. When there's a mitzvah to be done, he does it, and he makes sure that the Zman of the mitzvah doesn't complete, is not going to pass without him doing the mitzvah that he was supposed to do. So once I know that that is the behavior of a chaver, so now if I know that everybody is a chaver regarding Bedikas Chametz, that means that I could assume the morning after Leil Bedikas Chametz, I could assume that everybody did Bedikas Chametz. Now, what would be if it was the middle of the night of Bedikas Chametz? So then it could be an Echanami. It could be that it would be Talui in our question of what is the Zman of the mitzvah. If the Zman of the mitzvah is like the Ravid Davka, the beginning of the night, then an Echanami. There would be a Cheskas Baduk even already after the beginning of the night. But if the Zman of the mitzvah is the whole night, so then the Zman of the mitzvah would mean that the creation of the Cheskas Baduk would only come after the night is over.
The Bresha doesn't
like
say
we spoke about that in the past.
The Bresha doesn't say a time.
And a chanami.
So if
but Rashi told us, talking about chakras, there's a discussion in the Achroinim if when we say that the child of the masker in the socher, and Rashi told us was talking about chakras, does that change in our discussion here about in the Bresha, etc., or not? That's a shaila in the Achroinim. I think the Pashtus is, I think the Tzlach, if I remember correctly, the Tzlach says that it changes. Maybe there's also some others that say the Pashtus of Rashi Lechora not like that. The Pashtus of Rashi is that
right,
we're going with. He never told us this way or that way.
Answer,
right, exactly. So let's just assume the Pashtus is that this Nekuda. This Rashi holds this man of the mitzvah is the night, which means that the Chazakah is going to be when this man of the mitzvah is over. Because what's the lashon of Rashi?
The lashon of
Rashi says on one second on Amud Beis. Rashi says that Machzikinan leishaloi ovar zmanoi. That this man of the mitzvah is not going to end, is not going to pass until he finishes the mitzvah. So you have to know what this man of the mitzvah is. So we know, this man of the mitzvah is the whole night. So that means that the chazak is only going to be created at the end of the whole night. What are you asking?
The Ravid holds like Rashi?
The Ravid says the mitzvah is specifically the beginning of the night.
Which means later on the night. Is to be
which means later, right, exactly. And that's grata how the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that there's already a chazak in the middle of the night. But we pointed out already, some Achronim bring to the attention that Rashi, some Paiskim already bring to the attention that Rashi is Lechor not like that. It's based on Chok Yaakov, but Rashi is Lechor not like that Chok Yaakov. Yeah.
Is the Chazaka because he's a Chaver, or the fact that he's a Chaver is preventing something that would have been a problem with the Chazaka? Or are they the same thing? Meaning, is the chazaka that he did the dika because everyone's a chaver, so that means there's a chazaka?
Right.
Or is that there's a chazaka, but we have an issue that it wouldn't apply to people who are amarasim. But here there are none, so it's fine. And chaver is a solution to the problem.
We don't know if there's a chazaka in the first place. We're trying to figure that out.
Right, but in Rashi, when he talks about that there is a chazaka, doesn't say there's a chazaka because.
Which Rashi?
Rashi says, "My time on him, Namim nachzinalei bado devadai vo overzad derechachamim."
Right.
He says that's the reason why there's a chazaka. Then we say Avihu Ha'am Arat the Shardvarim Chaver who Yomadika that close reason. So is it that if they were Amaratim, it would be a problem? Or that the very reason why there's a chazaka in the first place is because everyone's a chaver?
I think the second. But, without the fact that everyone's a chaver, then there is no chazaka.
But then why not say where it says Devadim over al Zedivere Chachamim because you're a chaver?
That is essentially what he says in the Hemshech of the Rashi, which is also what the Gemara says. My time of Mehemni, Lav Mishom, the Cheskas of Baduk, Dikas Sabar, I call Chavim, it's all the Dikas, Chamet. I think that's clear. That happens to be interesting, Nakuda, which let's speak it out already once we're here on this Rashi. Rashi says, you're reading a very nice Diak. Rashi says that, Balav Amir Ditu, Nami Machzikina Le Baduk, Devadai Lo Avar Zel, Dibri Chachamim. He for sure was not over on Dibri Chachamim. Says Rashi, Vafiluhu Amaretz Lashar Dvarim, Chavar Hulin Bedika. And Rashi says, even if he's an Amaretz regarding other things, but he's a Chavar regarding Bedika. It's Mashma from Rashi that let's say he's not Amaretz regarding other things. So then it's Pashit. Then it's Pashit that he has a Chazaka, that it's Baduk, right? Let's say he's a chaver regarding other things. So then it's pashut that there's a chazaka that is baduk. The chiddush over here is that even if he's amaretz regarding other things, still there's a chazaka because he has status of chaver regarding bedika. Everyone has status of chaver regarding bedika. So memela Rashi is meduyik, right? That if somebody is a chaver regarding other things, that's pashut that there would be a cheskas baduk.
So someone who's a chaver has a chazaka on everything.
Yeah. Correct. If somebody's a chaver regarding other things, he has a chazaka regarding all the mitzvahs that he did them when he was supposed to do them. Correct.
Isn't that the whole idea of cheskas kashrus?
Yeah, but a chaver is taking it to the next level. That's what we're explaining with the chaver. Chaver is number one, addressing the fact that even by a derabbanon, we said. And number two, I did it right away, exactly.
Cheskas kashrus is not by derabbanon, we said.
Right, we said that was my mashik explained to us that was the goof of the Gemara's question. What? Yeah, we said even the others who say that maybe even by the Rabbanans there is a cheskas kashrus, but maybe by chumras, by hidurim, by milas like that, they would agree. Correct. And the question is how you define a mitzvah chachamim, right? These types of things. Okay, al kopanim. So that's an important diak, which it's mefurish in Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David speaks that out explicitly that our shaila, our chiddush over here b'hakol chaverim, is be'etzem to be mechadish somebody who is not a chaver regarding other things. But if somebody is a chaver regarding other things, so then it's pashut that there's a cheskas baduk on his house, even if hakol chaver mitzvah b'dikas chametz is not true. Our chiddush of hakol chaver mitzvah b'dikas chametz really is being mechadish the cheskas baduk for an amaretz, which is batsim this idea. It's meforish in Rabbeinu David, and it's very mashma that way from Rashi. So why taka would it be that a kol chaver meets a bedika? If the guy is not a chaver, he's an amaretz. Why is it that when it comes to bedikas chametz, so he does have a status of a chaver? One of the questions that we asked. So Rabbeinu David says, a pashut a point. He says like this: there's a musig that we find in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, for example, that let's say there two people are saying something at the same time. So the rule is trei kali lo mishtami, and the person is not going to be yotze the mitzvah because you can't hear both sounds at the same time. But still, there's a halacha that by certain mitzvahs, for example, shofar, according to one way the Gemara explains, and Megillah also, Gemara says, these are mitzvahs which are very unique mitzvahs. They're very exciting mitzvahs. People are very excited about these mitzvahs. They only come up once a year. And therefore the Gemara says, Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, and Echanami, that's generally. But by these mitzvahs, because of the excitement and enthusiasm that people have for them, so therefore Trei Kali is yes, Mishtami. People could hear both. Right? We spoke about this better when we were learning Rosh Hashanah. Also, one second. Zok Rabbeinu David. Yeah, I see your mamish. You have the chavivas. You want to say this right, right? Zog Rabbeinu David. The same is true regarding bedikas chametz. Regarding bedikas chametz, there's an excitement that all of Klal Yisrael has. It's a mitzvah that comes up only once a year, It's an exciting mitzvah, chametz. Mm-hmm. Everybody likes to get rid of the chametz. And because of that, therefore, Zakter Ben David, therefore, Hakol Chavemetz, we think it's chametz. You could assume everybody is going to do the mitzvah like they're supposed to be doing the mitzvah. And therefore, even Hamaretz would have a status of a chaver. Now that I know that Hamaretz has a status of a chaver, so therefore, all of Klal Yisrael, all the Batim in Klal Yisrael, will have a cheskas baduk, because all Klal Yisrael has the status of chaver regarding the chametz. That's the teretz of Rav Nachman Yitzchak to the original question. Yeah, what are you saying?
There's a Bir Lachos Medig over there, and he comes to say that he says you're able to hear it when there's other things, but you're able to be yotzei only if you focus on one of them. You're
correct.
Not able to focus on.
That's right. If you do both at the same time, it's totally in a machlokas Rishonim. How to understand the Gemara over there? Yeah. That Bir Lachos we spoke about it. We were learning Rishonim.
I wasn't there, so that's
probably. Chaval, we missed you.
Yeah.
Okay, question.
I'm not a fan of this, but anyway, it's not really like a good mashal. It isn't really connected to.
Why?
Because by shofar or Megillah, you're actually hearing both. And it's just saying, I don't understand the connection. You're hearing both. So we're saying, since you're super excited, we know you're focusing on one.
Right.
What does it have to do with Bedikah?
Because what's an idea? What's the idea of a chaver? What's the idea of a chaver? Why does a chaver do mitzvos immediately? Why does it do it right away?
Because it's a mitzvah.
Because it's a mitzvah, and he's excited to do mitzvahs.
Maybe.
You know what? We could even add the vart of the Mesillas Yesharim that he speaks about in the Perek about Zahiros, which we learned together, Yudav Moshe and I. Right? What does Mesillas Yesharim discuss over there? He says that there's a concept called Shleimei Hadas. There's people who are Shalim Hadas, and they understand that the best thing in the world is Shleimos. And the worst thing in the world is lacking Shleimos. And because they understand the best thing in the world is Shleimos, so therefore, they're going to do whatever they can to make sure that they attain Shleimos. And because they understand that the worst thing in the world is lack of Shleimos, is a chisaron, is missing something, so therefore they're going to do whatever they can to prevent themselves from lacking shleimus. And that's why they're going to do any opportunity to do a mitzvah, they're going to grab to do the mitzvah with the best quality and the most quantity of mitzvahs they're going to do as much as possible. Why? Because they realize that's the best thing to do. That be'etzem is a chaver. A chaver, he's enthusiastic, he's excited about doing the mitzvahs because he realizes the chashivas, he realizes how important it is. And that's his attitude towards all the mitzvahs. Memela, you could assume that he's going to do the mitzvah right away. Somebody who's an Amoritz, he doesn't have that attitude. He's not Shalim Badas.
Yeah.
But Zakt Rabinu David, he has an excitement about Batikas Chametz. And the idea is that the excitement is going to motivate him to do the mitzvah immediately. Do the mitzvah when he has the opportunity to do the mitzvah. You could assume that that excitement and enthusiasm for the mitzvah is going to play out with those same results as a chaver would have.
Yep, what's so exciting about Bedikah?
It's a mitzvah that comes up once a year. There's excitement. You feel it in the air. Everybody's always excited about Bedikah's chaver.
Every mitzvah only comes up once a year?
So,
is it true for Shemitah? It only comes up one time.
No, it doesn't come up once a year. Shemitah is not once a year at all.
Yeah, it's even more rare, so even more exciting.
Maybe you say that they're not going to be bekeim in the halachas because it comes so.
They're already the amoratim. They're not bekeim in any halachas.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Maybe any mitzvah which is bal mizman lizman, we should say that there's an excitement about it. It's an interesting question. Maybe anachanami. For sure, what's it called? The examples that the Gemara gives of Megillah and Shofar. You know, where the Gemara actually speaks out this idea of Treikali Mishtami because of the Chavivus of the mitzvah, it would be Mistaber, according to Rabbeinu David, that he would say that by those cases, even the Amaratzim have a Cheskas Chaver. Maybe Yenachanami. That's a good aura, which we would have to be Ma'ayan into to see if it works and, you know, if we'd run into trouble by saying that. Yenachanami. That's a good point. But that's certainly the idea we could understand. It's not like we can't understand the Chiddush that Rabbeinu David is teaching us. We can understand the Chiddush he's teaching us. But we're saying that, you know, you're bothered that it's such a big Chiddush we really have to be ma'ayin and see if it actually works out in all of the scenarios that it should, according to what he's saying, or are we going to run into trouble? Right? That's what's happening here. Okay, I'll call upon him, but we've answered, Rabbeinu David helps us appreciate why it should be Akol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika. Why should that be? The guy's Amaris, why should that be? Okay, beautiful pshat. But where did we get the idea from in the first place? What was that? That was also one of the questions we asked yesterday. Where did we get the idea from in the not yesterday, last time. Where did we get the idea from in the first place that Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika's Chametz? Where did we get that from? It's a big chiddush. I mean, the guy's Amaris. Why should we assume he's a chaver?
Because we don't believe that's
what Oh, the teretz is, Rav Nachman Yitzchak is teaching us that we don't really know it to be true. We don't really know it to be true. Where do we get it from? It must be that that's what this Tana holds. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense to say, Akol chaver meitzel, Akol ne'amanim, I'll be your chametz. I feel nashim avonim uktana. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because Rashi over here, in the Kesovar, what does Rashi say? The Kesovar, Hai Tano, Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika. Rashi's explaining to us that what's happening here is that Rav Nachman Yitzchak is taking something which Be'etzem is not necessarily clear. Let me bring it out with a question. The Achrayim asks a question. Achrayim asks a question, they say like this. The Gemara originally has a Shaila. Bo minei Rav Nachman Yitzchak, right? Cheskas badok or ein cheskas badok. See, if there's a klal, if there's a concept called Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika, so then Rav Nachman Yitzchak should just, I'm saying the Gemara shouldn't even ask a question. Rav Nachman Yitzchak should address the question very clearly and simply. Everybody knows Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika, and Ramila obviously it's cheskas badok. Achorim are bothered, why didn't this come up immediately? Why was there any discussion, b'chlal? Like, the question shouldn't even been able to get this far.
Asking the
Havamina? I don't know if you want to call it the Havamina, but maybe we could call it the Havamina. The point is that, in between, when the Gemara says, Bo minei merav nachem b'yitzchak, right? Hamaski b'yitzchak v'yitzchak b'abasach, cheskas abadok, yen cheskas abadok, in between that, and where this concept of Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dikas Chametz comes up, is 5.5 lines of discussion. 5.5 lines of Gemara. That's strange. The Gemara should have just said, Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika. Of course, Cheskas Abadok. Hakol Chaveri Meitzel B'dika. That's the Gemara should have said. It should have been a davar pashut. It should have been clear and straightforward. Pashut. Right? That's the idea. Why didn't that happen? Achronim's Kasha. Rashi Be'etzim is addressing that Kasha in the Arichas over here, and let's bring it out with the next Rashi too. What does Rashi say in the next Rashi? Umimai, Zokt Rashi, Umimai. And how do we know? How do we know what? Dilma Shani Hacha Mishum Dekamri Hani. Maybe here it's different because they said. So like we discussed this morning, what's the Gemara asking? The Gemara essentially is asking that who says it's because of Cheskas Abadok? Maybe it's because of what's it called, of the Namanus. These people are telling me something, so I'm going to listen to them. Umimai, who says it's because the Namanim is because of Cheskas Abadok? Maybe it's because they told me that it was checked, and that's why I'm going to believe what they say, right? That's the Gemara's question. So we were learning Rashi, and we said, Umimai, there's a long Rashi here. Umimai, dehadiktani Namanim. How do we know that this, that it says in the Brisa Namanim? Taima Mishom, the reason is Hakol Chaverim Heim Eitzel B'dika. Everybody is Chaverim by B'dika, that's why it's Nemanim. Dilma, maybe Ein Ame Aretz Chaverim Al Kach. Maybe really Amaretz are not a Chaver on this. V'taima Mishom, the Kamri Hani. And maybe the reason is Nemanim is because these people are telling us on Ureinu Shebotko that we saw this guy checked it. This is a very long Rashi to explain a Pasha Gemara. Why is there so much arichus in this Rashi? Mm-hmm. It's very strange. But the teretz is, if we'll pay attention to the specific wording of the Rashi, we'll see that Rashi is telling us an important point. Mm-hmm. And he's addressing exactly the question that we raised before from the Achrayim. Zakt Rashi, umimai, and how do we know, says Rashi, dehadiktani ne'amanim, that this that it says in the Brisa ne'amanim, taima mishum da'kol chaverim heim etzel bedika is because hakol chaverim etzel bedika. Zot Rashi, we don't really know hakol chaverim etzel bedika. We don't really know that that's a true statement. Where did that come from? It came, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak was mechadesh, that is the pshat in the brisa of Hakol Ne'emanim al Bir Chametz. He had a brisa that says everybody's belief for Bir Chametz. And he had this brisa and he said, I don't understand this brisa. It makes no sense that they should be Ne'eman. So because it makes no sense that they should be Ne'eman, I'm going to think to myself, what's the pshat? And he came up with an incredible chiddush. He came up with a pshat that the pshat is that really, they're not Ne'eman. They're talking not Ne'eman. So why does that call Ne'eman Amal Bir Chametz? Because there's something else going on. What's going on? There's a concept, HaKol Chaverim Eitzu B'dikas Chametz. Even Amaretz has a status of a Chaver regarding B'dikas Chametz. And therefore, the bias is a Cheskas Baduk. And that's why he's telling us that really everybody's Ne'eman regarding B'dikas Chametz. Because really, you don't need a Ne'emanus regarding B'dikas Chametz. That's what he means. The Gemara, and with Rashi's explanation, the Gemara is saying that who told you that that's Taka the Pshat in the Braisa? Hakol Ne'emanim, it's all based on this idea of Hakol Chaverim Eitzel Bedika. We don't really know Hakol Chaverim Eitzel Bedika. Maybe it's Taka not true. You made it up as a Pshat of the Braisa. Maybe there's a different Pshat and that concept is really not true. You know what the pshat would be? Really, the guy is Am Aretz. If the guy is Am Aretz, so that means there's no cheskas baduk. So then, the house you have to assume is not baduk. So then there should be no ne'emanus. You should have to do bedika. And a charami. You know why it's going to work over here? This is the lashon also of the Gemara that says shani hacha. That lashon of shani hacha is also a difficult lashon. Umimai. How do you know? Dilma Shani Hacha. Here it's different. Different than what? What's different than what? Here it's different than normal situations. Normally, when the guy's Am Aretz, so you have to assume that maybe he didn't do it. And therefore, you should have to do a Bedika. But the idea is here it's different, that even though he's an Am Aretz, still you're not going to have to do a Bedika. Because why? Because he told you. Ne'eman, they told you that there was a Bedika done. Anu Re'inu Shebatko. Maybe that's what Taka, what's going on. In other words, the Gemara is questioning Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak's whole idea, whole chiddush as a pshat in this brisa is based on Hakol Chaverim Eitzel B'dikas Chametz. That was a fabrication of Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak to explain this brisa. And that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, Mechatesi. Maybe it's Kipshutai. They told you something and that's why it's going to work. Even though They're not a chaver, even though he's Amaretz. And that's why there's so much length in this Rashi, because he's trying to bring out that Nekuda. And that's why the Gemara didn't bring it up originally, because it's not necessarily true that HaKol Chaverim Eitzel B'dikas Chametz. It's a brand new idea that Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak is trying to be mechadesh right now. Yeah, what are you saying?
Is it that it's not necessarily true, or that it even seems untrue?
Oh, exactly. That's right. Very good. Excellent point. Right? It's more than that. Okay, fine. So now, with this question, so what's coming out is that the Gemara is assuming that when these people say something, they do have a level of Ne'emanus. When these people say something, so what they say is acceptable. Which is Be'etzem, the underlying point that Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak was bothered by. Like Rashi told us in Amud Aleph, that these people are testifying, and the Gemara says, "My time in Emanim," says Rashi, "Halav bnei asudi ninu." These people are pasleidus. These people are pasleidus. Comes the Gemara now, and all of a sudden they're saying, maybe it's because they told us. What changed? Do we believe these people? Do we not believe these people? Are they pasleidus? Are they kashleidus? What's happening here? All of a sudden now we say, no, maybe we could have believed them. This is the Nekuda, which I'm not 100% clear exactly what is the shift. It could be the Gemara is technically saying that maybe your assumption that these people are pusleidus is not true, which we would have to be mevar. We know that they're pusleidus, so mm-hmm. what would that mean? Not true. What I mean is that maybe in the world of Eid Echon Neman Bisurin, where we know that we do rely on women, right? Maybe this would fall into the category of that type of topic that we would rely on what they tell me. Because it's like Eid Echon Neman Bisurin, which would be acceptable. Maybe that's one nekuda. Or, which we have to be mayan further. Or the other nekuda might be, and this is just based on a diak of the Lashon over here, that there's a change in Rashi's terminology, which is also based on the Gemara's terminology. But Rashi originally spoke about it in terms of Eidos. And now Rashi's speaking about it in terms of Amira. Yesh la'ayin badavar, maybe the Gemara is gufa challenging Rav Nachum Yitzchak's perspective. Nachum Yitzchak was saying that I need an Eidos over here. These people are not Eidos. And therefore, it must be based on Cheskas Baduk, Hakol Chaverim. The Gemara is turning around and saying, Rabbi Yid, slow down, Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak, who says we really need Eidos over here that you're totally discrediting these people? Maybe it's not a din Eidos, but rather just the very fact that they tell us what happened, that doesn't necessarily come into the parsha of Eidos, and therefore what they say could count for something. Again, we have to be magadir specifically what the chiluk would be. But I'm just, you know, as far as going through Pashat Pshat of the Gemara, I'm just trying to be able to raise the issue that we need to clarify further what changed regarding this Nekuda. To which Rav Nachum Yitzchak responds, the Gemara continues, the Rav Nachum Yitzchak responds, he says, Atu Amira Dehani Midi Mashasha Isbei. You think the words of these people has any meaning, Bechlal, has any substance, Bechlal? And again, in our discussion of what we just explained, so what's Rav Nachum Yitzchak's response? Rav Nachum Yitzchak's response could be saying, I'm sorry, these people are not Eidim, which means that anything that they say is meaningless. We don't accept anything that they say.
It's a statement, not Eidus.
That's what I'm saying. Nachum Yitzchak is responding, no, there's no chilukim between Eidus and Amira. There's no difference. The idea here is that what these people say is no matter what, whatever category, you can't break up categories or anything like that. It's what they tell us is nothing. Whether you look at it in this Eidach and Bisurin Tsugya or Amira, it's not Eidus, Bechlal, all of that, that's what Nachum Yitzchak is responding. And Mimela, that's how he's explaining why he didn't come from that angle, why he came from the angle of a Kol Chaveir. Okay, fine. So the first discussion, the first shakel of Atayah about Nachum Yitzchak's point was in Svara. In Svara, could you say it's based on what they said? Or could you say that it can't be based on what they said? It needs to come from Hakol Chaveir Mecheskas Baduk. Fine. That was the first judgment, the svar of that point. Now the Gemara continues and says that, okay, the Seder of Nachum Yitzchak, I'll give it to you. In svar, you're right. I'm not going to listen necessarily to what they tell me. But there's a problem. What's the problem? Zok the Gemara. Elamai, what do you want to say? According to what you're saying, comes out that Chizkaso Baduk, right? And that's why it works. This Chizkaso Baduk, it's not based on Nemanus, it's not based on what they tell me at all. It's based on a Kol Chaveirim, and now there's a Chizkas Baduk. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, I have another kash on you. Elamai, the Chizkaso Baduk, what do you tell me is Chizkaso Baduk? Haya Kol Nemanim, Kol Habatim, Mechizkas Bedukin Bar Bazar Mi Bayile. The Lashin of the Brice is against you. According to you, Rav Nachum Yitzchak, the Lashon of the Braisa is extremely misleading. It's extremely difficult. It shouldn't have said Akol Nemanim, which seems to imply like what we've been pushing the whole time, that it's based on what they say. But rather, it should have said something about the bias being Baduk, Chezkas Baduk. That's the whole idea over here. It has nothing to do with what they say. So the Gemara really is basically attacking Rav Nachum Yitzchak from another perspective. We couldn't necessarily overtake him based on arguing in Svara. So the Gemara says, fine, you win. In Svara, I can't disprove what you're saying. But what you're saying is not Mavur in the Braisa. The Braisa is Mavur against you. And because Mavur against you in the Braisa, so Memela, we also see that your Svara is wrong. They are going to be believed. Which Rashi says, shouldn't have been made it dependent upon their Amira. The fact that it makes it dependent on their Amira, so in Mela, that implies that it is totally in the Amira. Not your shtickle about Hakol Chaverim. Hakol Chaverim is wrong. It is, and in Mela, there's no Cheskas Baduk. It goes by the Amira. Period. At this point, what do we have? Do we have an answer to our original question? Cheskas Baduk or not Cheskas Baduk? Do we have an answer from this Braisa?
Right now we have a question on Rav Yitzchak.
We have a question on Rav Yitzchak, which should mean
that we throw out his proof.
That we throw out his proof. There's no answer right now. In other words, we're back to our original question.
Yes.
Right? We tried to show Cheskas Baduk from Akol Ne'emanim, and now we show that we can't because it's totally in Amira. Oh. It's important for us to appreciate that Nekuda because that's how to make sense out of the next line. Zakti Gemara. So what are we saying now? It's Takatolui. The Bryce is telling me that it's Tully and their Amira. Now the Gemara begins a new discussion here. And you have a chance, you'll go over by Night Seder, this Rashi over here, you'll see that the Lushan is a little difficult. Maybe we'll even have a chance to address it in cheer. Let's see. Hello, Amri. Mashma, that if they wouldn't say it, if they wouldn't say anything, Halo Amri Hani, if they wouldn't say anything, Lo! What does Lo mean? If they wouldn't say anything, then what? Then you would not assume that it's Baduk. And what would you have to do? You would have Dubadika. Doesn't that show me? Tifshot Mine, Dein Cheskasa Baduk. So you see from here, Ein Cheskasa Baduk. Zogt the Gemara.
Whoa.
That Rav Nachman Yitzchak's brisa that he brought to prove Cheskas Baduk be'etzem proves the exact opposite. Be'etzem it proves ain Cheskas Baduk. Now what I meant over here with the Rashi is because if you look at Rashi, it's a funny lashon. Look at Rashi. Rashi says umakshina, and we ask ela midatala ba'amira, from the fact that the brisa makes it dependent upon amira vada ikal midak, you for sure could make a diuk. Ha lo amri. If they wouldn't have told us, lo, then the halacha would be that you do have to check. Im kein, my kami boilach. Listen to these words of Rashi. If so, my kami boilach. What's the question? Tivshot mina, dein cheskas abadik. You should be able to solve the question simply by and show ein cheskas abadik. That's very strange words of Rashi. What do you mean, my kami boilach? We had a question. You want to tell me an answer? So tell me an answer. My kami bailach means, what are you asking, Bechlal? We have an answer. That means that it makes no sense to ask the question. What do you mean it makes no sense to ask the question? It was a very good question. Why is Rashi saying, my kami bailach? What are you asking, Bechlal? The question is not a good question. You have an easy answer. What does that mean? You hear my difficulty? The Gemara asked, "Bo minei Rav Nachman Yitzchak." We had a question: Cheskas Baduk or Ein Cheskas Baduk? That was a good question, wasn't it? A good question. Rav Nachman Yitzchak tried to prove an answer. So good, he tried to prove an answer. There was a good question. We tried to bring an answer. Okay, it didn't go the way we originally tried. Instead, it goes a different direction. Sure. Fine, but why would Rashi say, "My kami baylach"? What are you asking, Bechlal? The lashon "my kami baylach" is mashma that there's no makom for a question at all. Was that Rashi saying? I'm just pointing this out because at face value, one could read the Gemara, one could read the Rashi, and basically like gloss over this Rashi that, you know, yeah, I don't know what it means exactly, but whatever. You know what I mean? But Rashi is pointing out to us that the way to read the Gemara is that really we ended off simply by disproving Rav Nachman Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Right? We said... Oh, yeah. One second. We said... Hakol nemanim kol abatim chazkas bedugin mibayar mibayar like period. Really, we ended off by disproving Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and like we pointed out, what's the significance of disproving Rav Nachman Yitzchak? That now I'm back to my original question. Essentially, what we're doing is we're leaving off with a question. Now we have a question. On that, Rashi is explaining that this is pshat in the next line of the Gemara. The next line of the Gemara is saying, no, don't leave off with a question. Don't leave off, kilu, you're stuck. Kilu, I don't know the answer, I'm stuck. Don't do that. Maikami Bailach, don't leave off, kilu, that you're still stuck with a question. You're not still stuck with a question. We have an answer. How am I going to have, what's the answer? The answer is that I'll prove now from the Braisa that it's in Chazkas Abaduk. That's what Rashi's coming to say. He's Mama's giving Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And it's easy to miss that Nekuda. Hopefully, Beis Hashem will be able to see how this might even help. There might even be an afkamina about this Nekuda as far as seeing how the Rishonim Paskin, the Shaila. We're going to see what's the psak of the Shaila. Is it Chazkas Abaduk or is it Ein Chazkas Abaduk? It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, right? We see Rashi over here is telling us, really, the Gemara ended off with a question. We don't know. Zogt Rashi, this next line of the Gemara is saying, wait, don't end off with a question. We have an answer.
So we know how this Rishon Paskin.
All right, 1 second. Let's see what happens with the Gemara says, okay? Zogt the Gemara says, Elamaim Shomir the Hani, Haloy Amri, Hani Loy, Tiv Shomine, Dein Chazkas Abaduk. So the Gemara is trying to say, wait a second, there's no question, we have an answer. To which the Gemara says, Loy. Loy la me malacha. Really, I could tell you, Chazkasai Baduk. What does this line mean? Really, I could tell you, Chazkasai Baduk. What do you mean, really, I could tell you, Chazkasai Baduk? I thought we just said we don't know one way or another.
Me too.
Teretz is, I'll pee what we just pointed out from Rashi, that we're saying, kilu, we have a rock solid raya, that it's ein chazkasai baduk from our braisa. Mm-hmm. So what are we turning around? We're saying, no, really I could say chazkasai baduk and memela, there's no raya from the braisa ein chazkasai baduk. What?
How?
Because how did I prove from the Braisa Ein Chazkas Abaduk?
It's Mashma and the Braisa that without this testimony we would not believe them.
Exactly. So now what am I going to show you? I'm going to say no. Don't say prove Ein Chazkas Abaduk. I could say that I still need the testimony even if it's true that Chazkas Abaduk. Really, I could tell you Chazkas Abaduk. How could that be? Mashma of the Braisa with testimony, yes. Without testimony, no. Teretz is like this. You know why we need them to tell me? Because Mugzaglan Tilobodak the Kamrihani Badkine. Because we know that this specific situation the guy didn't check. The house wasn't checked. In this specific situation wasn't checked. And came along these people, Najm Adam Khtanim, and told us that they checked it. Area Nachnu Badkinuhu, they checked it. So it comes out, Zakti Gemara, what's the Gemara saying over here? The Gemara is saying like this, that really don't prove Ein Chazkas Abaduk from the fact that we need them to tell me. It could be that really Chazkas Abaduk, and we don't, we still need them to tell me because in this specific scenario, it's talking about Okimta where we don't know what happened. So it comes out from the way Rashi's setting it up, the way the Shakal Tad Gemara, that at this point, Batsem, you can't prove from the Braisa either way. Which means we're still holding out a question. Right? Comes out, according to the way Rashi's setting it up, comes out that we're still at a question.
Yeah.
How's the Gemara end off? Let's see what the Gemara says. Why do I need them? Why do I need the Braisa to tell me that they are believed? If normally Chazkas Baduk, but over here we know that it wasn't Baduk. So he says, V'kamri hani batkine. These people say that they checked it. So ma'u de tema, I might have thought, lo lim ninu rabbanon, that they wouldn't be believed. Rabbanon wouldn't believe them. Kamash blan, kivin the b'dikas chametz ben rabbanon who, since b'dikas chametz is the rabbanon, dimirais bittel b'alma sagile, dimirais a bittel by, just a bittel alone, would be good enough. Him nu rabbanon ben rabbanon. So the rabbanon were mam in him, Mam and these people, Nachum Vanu Maktani, on a din de Rabbanan, they gave them nemanus. There's a lot over here in these last words of Rashi, of the Gemara, I mean, LP Rashi also. But I want to just, you know, just briefly, just give Pashup Shot, and then we'll, you know, maybe we'll talk about it more in the Hamshach. But Pashup Shot, what's the Gemara in the Gof? Kami Hani Betkine. We said, what do you mean Kami Hani Betkine? These people say, we said before that if they say something, it's not believed. Atu Amira Dahani is Bay Mashasha.
Yeah.
These people say something that's not believed. So, it doesn't make any sense. No. Hold on a second. We said that the Lashon of Hakol Nemanim is Meduyuk. That it is because they're telling me something. So that means when they say something, we do take what they say seriously. They are Neman. Good, very good. So if that's the case, so then, what exactly is going on? Where's the change? How do we understand that now they are believed? Before we've been saying in Lamdas and Svara, they're not believed. And now we're saying they are believed. What changed? How do we understand the Svara? So here comes Rashi and says an amazing point. It's a two-pronged point. It says like this. There's a big difference in what they were saying before and what they're saying now. What were they telling me before? Look at Rashi in the end of the Rashi. Time and Mishum Dekamri Hani Anu Reinu Shebotko. We saw that the guy checked it. What's happening now at this point in the Gemara? Dekamri Hani Betkine. They're coming in and telling us we checked it. You hear? There's two different things. Are they telling us that they saw somebody else check? Why are they telling us that they themselves checked?
Together.
What? Together? What?
Yeah.
What do you mean together?
It's like we checked.
Who's the we? The Nashim Avadim Ketanim. They themselves checked it.
No, I think... I mean,
that's what it says. Hare anaknu betkinu.
Yeah, anaknu could mean me and...
No, it's talking about the people talking. The Nashim Avadim Ketanim.
That's not necessarily plural people.
Nashim Avadim Uktanim is plural. What do you mean? It means these people, whichever one of them are talking.
Categories
we checked. And a Hanami. So mitzad that, it uses plural lashon.
Okay, fine.
Okay? And that's also the lashon of the Gemara of Hani Betkine. Hani Betkine means
right. They
themselves checked it. Yeah. Okay? So here's a fundamental point. Zakti Gemara. That Mao Detem Alole Ninu Rabbanon. Maybe they shouldn't be believed. Kamash Malan, that since B'dikas Chabetz is the Rabbanon. Himnu Rabbanan bid Rabbanan. Zakt Rashi, the Rabbanan gave him Nemanus. Zakt Rashi, Himnuhu Rabbanan Bichyuva de Lesa Ella bid Rabbanan. By something which is only obligated in the first place, the only required in the first place, on a Durabbanan level, Chazal gave them the Nemanus, the El bid Rabbanan, the Hemitz Rihu, the Hemitiru Lismuch, Bamirasan, Chalelu, Bekoach, Bidein, Laminon, Bemidi, the Lavdoraisa. Putting the two Rashis together, it sounds like Rashi's saying that because they're telling us that they themselves did it, and we're dealing with something that is only an obligation in the first place on a Durabana level, so therefore we're going to believe them. It could be that if they would be telling us about somebody else, could be we wouldn't believe them.
I don't know why one's more believable than the other.
Because I could believe you when you're talking about what you yourself did. But when you're telling me about what somebody else did, so that's a story.
Why, Adam aren't believed on themselves.
What do you mean Adam aren't believed on themselves?
Adam themselves are only believed on other people. That shows you're less believable when you're talking about yourself.
You're right. In the halachas of Eidos, that's exactly the kuda. In the halachas of Eidos, Be'etzem, a person is not Naman to testify about themselves, right? Be'etzem. But over here, the nekuda is that these people are Be'etzem not Shayach to Eidos. The nekuda is that we're giving a level of trust when they tell you that they did something that you could say, okay, they did something. We're trusting the fact that these people are going to do a Durabanan. We can rely on these people to do a durabon.
100%.
There's chiddush. That's what the Gemara says. Kamashmal. Hakol neman. It's a bris. Percent. Right. We understand that there's a chiddush over here for sure. Do you know the nekuda? We have to be mevar further. Obviously, that's for sure. We definitely have to be mevar further. What exactly is this shift in the Gemara? That's something which we believe that we're going to talk about in the Hemshech. And what exactly is the Nemanis that the Rabbanon gave them? We're going to have to talk about that, Be'ez Hashem. Because Batsem, we can really ask the question. I mean, Higuf Akasha. Let's speak it out in question form. Okay? If it's true that we believe them about somebody else doing the Bedika, so then why did Rashi, why did the Gemara have to change the case and talk all of a sudden about the fact that we did the Bedika?
Yeah.
Why is that necessary? Why couldn't we just continue the whole time with the same thing that we were talking about till now? We saw that this guy is busy. He couldn't do the Bedika, right? And somebody else did it instead. Has to be Davka that they did it? Is that necessary? Is that important? So this is something which Bleed Net of Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss more in the Hemshech. Right now, I'm just raising the Diyukim. I'm just trying to go through Pashup Shah in what Rashi seems to say. And Be'ez Hashem, next time, hopefully, we'll discuss it further and hopefully also get into the Tosfos. Be'ez Hashem.
Thank you very much.